This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. In a few weeks, horse-drawn carriages will be plodding around some streets of Birmingham. The city council unanimously approved the carriage service last week. Some are excited about the new service. Others, though, expressed serious concerns. WBHM Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
Big Boy and Sissy are two huge draft horses. Next month, they'll be working downtown, pulling carriages full of tourists and residents who want a different view of the city. Frank Tate is the owner and operator of the carriage company. Last Saturday, he took Big Boy and Sissy for a walk around Railroad Park. He wants to familiarize them with the area they'll be traveling.
Both of these are pulling horses, and that's what they was bred for. Sissy is 8, and Big Boy is 12.
These tall, muscular horses drew lots of attention. People stopped. They had questions. And then there were prom goers in the park posing for pictures.
Could we get one picture with the couple in there? You guys are so sweet. Thank you.
Not everyone is excited about the horse and carriage rides. Sarah Bush, a small business owner, launched an online petition last week opposing the service. In 3 days, she collected 4,000 signatures. She wants the city to prohibit the carriage rides.
A lot of people are really opposed to this. If they were to actually allow this to happen, I really would hope that they would reconsider the ordinances and make sure that there are actually more protections in place.
Protections for the horse's health, for example. Bush says she worries the animals will have to work long hours in the Alabama heat. And then there's the traffic.
They take up a whole lane of traffic. You're going to have cars whizzing by them, trying to swerve around them to try to avoid the horse carriages in this traffic. And it's going to be very dangerous for the horses and also for the passengers riding.
Bush delivered the petition to Mayor Randall Whitfin's office on Friday. Whitfin says he supports small business.
At the same time, I'm unaware of anybody on the council that's being cruel or want to be cruel to animals. That's just not going to happen.
Whitfin says the city has laws on the books to govern carriage operations. Bush would rather see pedal bike carriages in Birmingham. But Tate, the carriage company owner, says he plans to offer horse-drawn carriage rides only. He says they'll be available about 3 or 4 hours a day. The horses will take passengers around areas including Midtown, Uptown, the Downtown Civil Rights District, and Avondale. He's also considering parking around some hotels. Tate says he's working with the city's traffic and engineering department on his carriage routes. He says no one has contacted him directly about their concerns, but he wants people to rest assured.
There won't really be no issues. I think that's a lot of negativity.
Tate is spending the next few weeks preparing the horses and wrapping up the final steps with the city so the rides can start around the end of May. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.
An update to this story. Organizers of the petition protesting the carriages say they now have 7,800 signatures.